The dream is this, that we'll finally be happy when we reach our goals. Find the guy, finish our internship. That's the dream. Then we get there. And if we're human, we immediately start dreaming of something else.
3 in the morning. What are you doing up?
What are you doing up?
I can't sleep.
Watching.
Why can't you sleep?
No reason.
Because if this is the dream, then we'd like to wake up. Now, please.
No.
Okay.
Christina, stop lurking. Come and say good morning to your guests.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Mrs. Mama. What is everyone doing here so early?
Early, darling. By the look of the calendar, we should have been here 6 months ago.
She doesn't understand what goes into planning a wedding.
Breathe. Sit and breathe. The police haven't found anything on our Jane Doe.
I believe she calls herself Ava now.
Yes, well, she doesn't seem to be getting her memory back.
Well, now that the rest of her medical problems are taken care of, I'll see what I can do.
That'd be great, thanks.
Has anybody seen Addison?
Oh, she's gone.
Gone?
She took a leave of absence.
Why? I mean, did she tell you why?
What'd you do to her, Mom?
She didn't give a reason.
Did she tell you where she was going?
All she said was she needed some time. To be happy and free, if I recall correctly. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Where I come from, elevators tend to be this kind of aphrodisiac. You know? If you look in on them and they just get all horny. Oh, no. No. Not that I'm talking about you and I. No. I'm just saying it's a relief, you know, to be on a not horny elevator. You know? Just get on. Ride. About the sex. Right? Oh my God, I'm becoming a crazy freak. Crazy, inappropriately chatting freak.
Becoming? Seems like you're already there.
Hello. Does someone have bones that need resetting? Excuse me?
Bridesmaid.
My mother and Burke's mother have been talking on the phone, and now they are here with me.
To plan the wedding.
Oh, Christina led us to believe that you were friends.
Okay, I guess.
Settled.
Whoa, wait. Are you actually asking me to be one of my bridesmaids? Yeah.
What?
Did you get any sleep?
I did, actually. After I evicted a raccoon and chewed his way into the luggage compartment.
The trailer.
Yes.
So while you were sleeping, when I drowned, it was different for you than it was for me. Something happened to me. And I really don't know how to explain it without sounding like... I feel different. I want to be better at everything, and I want to let you in. I swear.
Did you practice that?
With hand gestures, but I dropped those. Just now is not the time to give up on me, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Oceanside Wellness Group. Yes, you're confirmed for Tuesday at 4. Oh, no, ma'am, no, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what you should do about the itchiness down there. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, bye.
Hi. I'm in the right place. I'm looking for, Maya? Is that you?
Addison!
Oh, my God, you got so big. What are you, like 45 now?
Maya, you're gonna be late for school.
Addison. Damn. Surprise! Ugh, I got lost like 8 times. I smell like someone who's been driving in a car for 2 days. And I think I just had some kind of psychotic break in your elevator, but, surprise! Maya, go get your backpack. So, what do you want, Addison?
I miss you.
Really? Because I haven't heard from you in over a year. Unless you count the Christmas card, which was nice.
I know. I'm sorry.
I left your messages on your pager. I emailed you. I had some really special conversations with your voicemail.
Can we just let this go? I've been having some rough times lately, okay? I got divorced.
So did I.
Oh, my God. You didn't say it?
Addison.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, baby.
Hey! It's coming. It's taken to see you, but
yeah.
Your face is everywhere. Body language.
I had a few thoughts, so I wrote them down. And
now you're the common man's medical guru.
Gal, can you push my appointments back an hour? I have to rescue Cooper.
This is Addison. Addison, this is our shrink.
Violet, hi. Bye.
What did Cooper do this time?
What does Cooper always do?
A woman.
I can't believe this. I'm his colleague, not his chauffeur. So this is, co-op medicine.
Yeah, doctors working together. It's me, Naomi, we have a pediatrician, a shrink, an alternative medicine practitioner.
Could you excuse us for just a
minute? Sure, I can. Morning, Naomi.
Shut up.
So you two still work together.
Hey, Pete.
Who is that redhead with your ex-wife? She's hot. Possibly insane, but hot. Don't even think about it.
You work with your ex-husband in a shrine for your ex-husband. It's actually a good book. And we're friends. We stayed friends even after we got divorced. It's very healthy. We're healthy.
What happened between you and Sam?
Addison, you and I were close in med school. It was a long time ago.
Oh, Naomi. Come on. You can't stay mad at me forever.
I know you. You got fat.
I did not.
Your hair looks hideous.
It does not.
And you're getting really, really ugly.
Aw. I've missed you too.
So, why are you really here?
You're a fertility specialist, one of the best.
You want to have a baby?
I want to have a baby.
You sure you're in the right place?
I have reflux, acid reflux, and the hiccups come and go when it gets really bad. They stopped a few times, but lately it's been getting worse.
Have you had clopromazine?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Isn't that the crazy person's drug?
It's used as an antipsychotic, but it's also helpful with hiccups. If we don't stop these soon, you will be a crazy person.
Ah. Okay. Hey, how is Meredith doing? I know they have that big intern exam coming up, and she's been really busy. Tried to call, but... Hey, no hiccups.
Club prophecy. I'm not getting any younger, you know, and I always planned to have one. It's just, well, now clearly a man is not in the cards for me. I mean, this is Addison, post-McDreamy, post-McSteamy, and I just have to...
Mick what?
Forget it. You know what? Let's never Mick anything. A baby. That is my answer. Find a sperm donor, have a baby. My new dream. A baby.
A baby's not really an answer. It's more of a crying, puking non-answer.
Yeah, but you did it.
With a husband.
Yeah, but you did it. You got married. You had a baby. You're my example.
Okay, we should check your FSH and your estradiol levels, and we should probably do an antral follicle count.
Holy crap. I don't have a baby.
Ooh, treadmill, huh? Okay, what's going on?
I tried to take it up to 10 and do the hilly train mode, which you can do, but only if you're an Olympian. So I paused and I went flying off.
No, I mean, what's going on with you pushing yourself this hard? This is your fourth sports injury in 3 months.
I am a sexual person. I'm a normal sexual person. I like sex. I need sex. And he won't do it. He won't have sex with me. He just won't.
I'm hoping you're talking about your husband. Well, I'm not hoping because of the no sex part.
It's been 18 months.
Wow.
18 months. Do you have any idea what that is like? My husband won't do it. So you know what I do?
No, you run.
I run. I run so I won't sleep with someone else. I run so I have some place to channel my energies. I run so I won't pick up a tire iron and beat my husband to death. I need sex. You do it with me, right?
Hmm? I think you need to spend some time with a therapist.
Hey!
Hey. Thanks for the ride. Hey, have you been crying?
Where's your car?
I'm crying.
Where's your car?
You're crying?
You want to walk?
Met a girl at a bar. On the internet. And she borrowed my car.
Cooper, did you file a police report?
She might bring her car back. She was gorgeous and hot.
Okay, Cooper. All right, so you meet a strange woman on the internet again. You bring her back to your apartment to have sex with you again, and she steals from you again. What does that suggest to you about you?
That I'm an optimist. That I believe in magic. That there is a soulmate out there waiting for me. Alan's not worth it. You deserve better.
I know that. I do. I'm not crying about him. I'm not. Don't look at me. You're there.
Switch my hours at the clinic so I can go to the bridal shop.
Yay!
She cheered. She just cheered. Someone's not being very bridey.
I am not a bride. I am a surgeon.
Don't tease the caged animal.
You're not excited? I'm excited. I love weddings. Weddings are all about hope and the future.
Okay, I rescheduled an ACL repair, but I want to be clear. I will not be wearing pink or baby blue. I do not do flowers in my hair, and I will never be seen with a bow on my ass.
Okay? Sweet, she's got the right attitude. Thank you, Marie.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. I'm here with Susan. She's down in the clinic.
The clinic, is everything okay?
Kelly's a bridesmaid?
Yeah, yes, of course. Kelly's a bridesmaid.
Fun.
Do it. Kid yours is going to need you on your feet.
She's cute, huh? She's a cute, short little kid.
She's cute. Come on, let's keep walking.
Oh. So, where is she? red. I thought that was on.
Walk.
Gossip. Oh.
You called it. She was too serious about the whole thing.
And Alex was a rolling stone.
I was being thoughtful.
Right. And dumping red after one night is sensitive.
Come on. You need to buff up.
She just take off? What did you say to her? Did she cry?
Ow.
Idiot. You divorced Naomi.
Look, just mind your own business. Ouch.
Moron. She is my best friend.
Stop hitting me on top of my head.
Did you cheat?
Oh, okay.
Two things I learned way back in kindergarten. One, keep your hands to yourself. Two, he who smelt it, dealt it.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. You cheated. You cheated on your husband with his best friend. There, smelt it, dealt it. It works.
You're using fart logic.
Hey, if you want details, go see Naomi.
She won't talk about it.
Well, then you get no details.
I'm on her side, you know that.
That's why you get no details.
Oh, details.
Woman, be quiet.
I've missed you.
Yeah. Well, you know, Naomi's known you longer, so she gets custody of you in the divorce.
So, other than Project Baby, this is strictly vacation. I'm here to read trashy novels and go to the beach. Okay, nobody over 30 goes to the beach. You should stay here at the practice, hang out, see how we work. It's more fun than a stuffy hospital. And we have an empty office. Are you trying to lure me? Look, maybe. We do have sunshine and cute boys. Speaking of which, cute boy behind the desk is tracking you with his eyes.
No, he's not.
Oh, cute boy wants Naomi.
Okay, maybe you should shut up and go get some coffee or something, please.
You have to stop that.
Stop what?
You cannot watch me like that. It's not something you can do. I won't allow it.
You can't make rules about my eyes.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? What was that?
Did I just hear?
I'm the father of that child.
I'm the father.
Everybody, baby, it's calm
down, everybody. Hey! Whoa!
Mom,
I'll be here, a little help.
Oh my God, Cooper! Cooper!
Oh, Dr. Freeman!
Ow!
Oh, that's great. Really great.
Good, isn't it?
You could have called.
Oh, it's such a silly problem. Hiccups.
We didn't want to bother you.
Well, it's not silly if you can't sleep.
Chlorpromazine is good, but it doesn't always work long term. We've had some good result with endoscopic gastroplication.
We put a tube down your throat and sewed together the bottom of your esophagus to protect it from the acid in your stomach.
It would be an outpatient procedure.
I'm sold. Ready when you are.
You're sure that that's not...
Just think of it like... breathing into a very expensive brown paper bag.
Okay, let me see if I can explain this to everyone. So, Carol was married to Rick. Carol is now married to Doug. Keith is Lisa's husband.
Yeah, I'm Rick's husband.
Life partner.
You're just mad I left you for a man.
I'm Lisa's husband.
And Lisa is the surrogate carrying my child.
Our child.
You are not the father. You don't know that, Rick.
I'm so sick of you.
Hey.
Okay. Let's all try to remember that we are in a place of healing. Lisa, how are you feeling?
Guilty. Guilty is how she's feeling.
Why is that, Lisa?
Because the same week that I brought her here to be inseminated, she had sex with him, and him, and him. And we have no idea who the father is.
Yeah.
She really gets around.
Okay, how does this happen? How do you pick a super freak for a surgery?
I screened her. There's nothing there to indicate she was...
sex-crazed? Insatiable?
Cooper-like?
Okay.
The point is, everybody's flipping out over nothing. Medically, it has to be Rick's baby. We implanted Lisa with a fertilized embryo from Carol's egg and Rick's sperm.
And Rick implanted some more of his own for good measure.
Before he decided he was gay.
I've treated Doug. I have him on valerian root for anxiety and stress. And I knew he was fooling around, but this new wife's surrogate...
I think the more pressing issue here is that Lisa's had no prenatal care. She took off right after her...
Sex with him?
Hi. We haven't officially met. Cooper, pediatrics.
Hi. Yeah, she left town, and she and the baby had a complete workup. Who's your usual GYN?
She left the practice rather suddenly.
I didn't do anything.
Well, look, I would be happy to examine her. Trashy novels can wait.
Have you ever thought of applying your trade in sunnier climes, Addison?
Sunnier climes? Now we see why he has to type to pick up women.
Hey!
Besides, we have a very strict no-consorting rule here now.
I didn't do anything.
Can't wait to tell Meredith her stepmom hiccuped through the whole thing. She should be here for this.
Susan asked her to be with her father. She said he's having a lot of anxiety.
And Meredith is supposed to help with that?
You know, there's nothing to worry about.
What I worry about is Molly living in a new city alone with a baby most of the day. That's hard. And Lexi, who's about to start her residency. She's a really good student, but it's grueling.
I know.
Right. I worry about you, too, how you're getting on. Your mom, none of that was simple.
Susan's really on you to talk to me, huh?
I got to admit, I'm envious that she's getting to know you, and I'm not yet. I think she may be faking these hiccups.
To get us in the same place?
I guess I'm just not very sexual.
He's having an affair. He's not in love with me anymore.
That's not true, honey. I love you. I love you so much. I want to do it. I just want to do it.
Okay, Paul, I'm going to give you some homework for next session.
Homework?
Have sex with your wife.
Yay!
Well, but
no matter what. Whether you're in the mood or not. Have sex. Do it in the bed, do it in the kitchen floor. Do you have a pool?
Yes.
Okay, do it in the pool. Have sex. No pressure, no judgment, no expectations. Have sex. Just do it.
We do need a new GYN.
Right.
And Addison seems... Oh, nuh-uh. No, absolutely not. What? Addison is a nice person. She is a decent person. She is a person. I'm looking for a person. And you're just looking. At least I'm trying.
Dr. Feelgood.
Hey.
I love you.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay, Dr. Feelgood, this is what I'm saying. Your career's taken off. Girls like that are throwing themselves at you. You should be celebrating.
Celebrating? I just got a divorce.
You got a tiny little dog, and you cook it chicken, and you talk to it. That's not normal.
Hey, easy, all right? I'm alone because I choose to be. It's a choice.
So you're saying that you're not interested in Addison, but I can't have her.
See, Addison isn't the type of woman you have. She's a marriage woman, all right? She's going to want a commitment, and you...
Hey, I do not sleep around.
No, you are a serial monogamist. All right, you date a girl, you romance a girl, and then when it's time to commit, you cut and you run.
I do not.
Linda, Karen, Julie, then there was Trisha, Amy, Carrie, the other Linda.
Fine, I won't ask her out.
Good boy. That's a good boy.
In the week before I implanted the embryo, you slept with how many? Three men.
We're almost done here, Lisa, then we'll do the amniocentesis.
You're on Carol's side.
I'm Carol's doctor. You came to us. You applied to be a surrogate. It's your choice.
I know. I was about to hand my body over to a baby that's not mine for 9 months, which is a big responsibility. That hit me. Responsibility. And I just... They all wanted me. Me. For once, I just stopped thinking, and I did something wild.
Dr. Montgomery, is something wrong?
I'm gonna run some more tests.
You promised me you'll take it easy.
Mm-hmm. I have a stack of DVDs to watch, and I expect your father to feed me by hand.
So just call if you have any questions.
It was nice talking with you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Any news about Mercy West?
There's a spot. There's a lot of takers, but they said it looks good.
So after the intern exam...
I'm not an unfaithful guy. I'm not a cheater.
You think it'll happen again if you stay here?
No.
With me?
I don't know.
George.
I have to go.
Sam?
Yeah.
So, Paul and Kathy, I gave him an assignment. I told him to do it. He didn't rise to the occasion.
Nothing? No wood.
Not even a twig. There's got to be something physical going on, right? Because the only other option, that he just doesn't love her anymore, I mean, that's just...
Not the only option. I mean, did they meet in the drama department in college? Could be a thyroid thing, anemia. Could be a bunch of stuff. Maybe check for extreme ugliness.
Okay, not funny. Will you get back to me?
Yes,
before you find Sam? Okay. Yeah. And Cooper, you know what? Ugly people have sex, Cooper.
Ew.
Ugly people are people, too. Hello? 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 Hello?
Fill out this EEG request on Ava?
Yeah, you asked for it.
I asked you to run labs on her every other day. What the hell is this?
Shepard's doing a full neural workup. Just get the hell off my...
Go ahead. I would love to have an excuse to lay you out.
I didn't do anything.
Whatever you didn't do, send Addison running for the hills.
Okay, this guy... 6'2", dark hair, green eyes, totally healthy. He plays the violin, and he's a physicist. That is good sperm. Geeky, but good. Lisa has extra donors if you want to borrow one. Her test coming yet?
No, tomorrow. I don't want to ring any alarm bells till we're sure. Ooh, what about this guy? He's a marine biologist. Good hair.
Are you sure you want to do this? Your life is really going to change. That's why I'm doing this. I want my life to change. I need my life to change. I mean, look, you have Maya. You have a family. You did everything the way you're supposed to. You didn't wait. Maybe I should have. Waited. What do you mean? Addison, I did everything exactly the way I was supposed to. After college, I never dated anybody but Sam because he was the one. I never had sex with anybody but Sam because cheating is wrong. I had a baby because that's what you do when you get married. I never made a single mistake. I did everything right. And then Sam comes home and says he wants a divorce. So all those photos you're busy admiring, all they are reminders of all the stuff I didn't do. I'm 38 years old and I don't know how to have fun. That's not lucky, that's sad. So just shut up about lucky.
Poor, sad, dried up Naomi.
Shut up.
Poor little special talented doctor girl. Let's make a made for a TV movie about the poor little dried up special girl who has no fun.
I could put you out. You'd have to sleep in the car.
I just
wish I'd been a little more like you.
What, an adulterous bitch who forgot to have kids?
Violet?
Alan.
Hey.
Great to see you.
How you doing?
Great.
Really, I'm really wonderful.
Well, I saw you and I didn't want to be rude, so I hope it's okay.
It's really wonderful to see you. You look good. It's really wonderful.
They didn't have the Gouda you like, but
they had a camembert.
This is Violet.
Violet. Oh, Violet. Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Cammie.
Okay.
Alan's wife. God. I still can't get used to that word. Wife.
Yeah.
Wife. How long have you been married?
Really well. 8 weeks.
Oh. Congratulations.
See ya.
Nice to meet you.
A latte, or more of a cappuccino.
Lisa's baby has something called placenta accreta.
Is that bad?
The placenta abnormally attaches to the uterine wall. It makes delivering dangerous for both mom and baby. But there was something else.
Is that enough?
The baby has some genetic markers that don't match Carol. Just Lisa.
What? The embryo?
Did not implant.
This is Lisa's baby?
Which also means that the paternity is once again up for grabs. Good luck. I'm off to the beach.
You can't leave. Someone has to tell the patient. Honestly, I have low people skills with anybody over 12.
It's true. An internet hooker just stole his
phone. Violet! Privacy. She was not... She borrowed my car.
Mm-hmm.
She borrowed it. Borrowed.
Okay.
911 turbo and cell motor seats.
911 turbo and cell motor seats. Who does that to a 911?
Chick. Crazy chick.
She was so hot.
Crazy hot chick. I love that car. That was a single man's car.
That's the point. I mean, I thought maybe I was done being single. I thought she was going to be the mother of my children.
What was the name again?
Sexy Boobs 316.
Are you? Dude, are you crying?
No.
You better be crying about that car and not over Sexy Boobs 315.
316?
316? I can't. I'm gonna hurt him. Let's just say he's crying over the car and the woman. All right? Here we go. Let it out.
Sheila?
Ooh, that's a pretty one.
Moves very well in it. Looks quite natural.
Will you pinch?
I need you. Over here.
What? Trying to see my dress? Before the wedding?
You think I'm wearing this?
Well, it is very feminine.
Exactly. Do you know your mother booked a chapel that sits 200 people? Okay, how did I get bridesmaids? Huh? Freaking stupid cotton candy colored bridesmaids. No offense. What happened to our small ceremony? What happened to you and me at City Hall?
I didn't think you were serious.
I'm not wearing this.
Oh, I gotta get to the hospital.
You know, we should give him some privacy.
What?
Oh, you want me to go over there with you? By myself?
Yeah.
Okay. You want a big wedding. You want the chapel, you want the guests, and me in a white dress?
Well, yes. I'm a traditional man, Christina.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh. The sales lady has another batch of dresses for you to see, Christina.
Oh, thank you, Mama.
Christina certainly made quite an effort. Tried on, I would say, over 100 dresses. And that certainly could not have been easy for her.
Yeah, Mama, I know she seems disinterested in wedding planning. But Christina, she's not cold. I know she seems cold.
Preston, if you think Christina is right for you, I trust you. I trust your instincts.
And the baby, that, baby isn't even mine.
Honey, calm down.
Calm down?
You mean I can keep this baby if I want to?
Legally, yes.
So who's the father?
We won't know the paternity of the baby till after Lisa delivers.
More urgent at the moment is the placenta accreta. The fact is Lisa is at risk of having a life-threatening hemorrhage, and the baby could deliver preterm.
So you're saying they could die?
There is a risk of death, yes. Lisa, I know you're scared. If you do go into preterm labor, you'll have a C-section. And they'll monitor it and control it so that they have a better chance of saving your uterus and your life.
And you'll save us. Be the baby.
Well, I have to get back to Seattle. I have a practice, but I can refer you to someone local.
No, I want you. You'll be there.
I thought Kathy was coming to the appointment today. Oh.
Just Kathy didn't come home last night. And you know, I don't blame her. But it's just... What if she's with some guy right now? Some guy... Some guy... Who can bring it?
Oh. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's okay. All right, there are plenty of medical reasons for low sex drive. All right.
Sorry.
Hey. Where were you?
I was out.
All night?
Mm-hmm. And I had a chance to cheat, believe me. But I passed, okay? I passed on being with someone who actually wants to be with me because I am stuck with you. You're crying?
Okay, let's all just calm down here.
I'll be in the waiting room.
Oh, she's starting to hate me. Oh. What am I going to do if little Paul can't perform?
Okay. Don't talk about your penis while you hug another man.
I'm sorry, man.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's draw some blood.
Okay, let's draw some blood.
What's in L.A.?
What?
Radisson. Any idea what she might be doing there?
Naomi and Sam are down there, I guess. I don't know. You all right?
We were going to try. We were going to make a go of it, as a couple. She bet me I couldn't go 60 days without having sex.
Oh, let me guess, you couldn't do it.
No, she couldn't. She didn't want to be with me. I thought she did. I thought she might. But she didn't. And I caught her. You know.
Sleeping with somebody else? Oh, that must have been so hard for you. Not that I can't relate.
So I told her I did it.
You told her you did it?
I told her I lost a bet. I told her I slept with someone. Figured if she didn't want to be with me, she shouldn't have to feel guilty about it.
Selfless, that's... out of character.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just wondering if you knew it was in L.A.
Okay, now I'm going to the beach. Wait, Addie. Your test results came back in.
Oh, good, because I picked a donor. I think I'm going to go with physicist guy.
Your FSH level is high.
Well, they're high this month. We can do ovarian stimulation.
And your antral follicle count is only 2.
That could be due to stress.
Addison, I'm sorry. I did all the tests. There is no fertility potential here.
Okay. This is good. This is, Oh, this is just perfect.
Addison.
I have the great guy. I don't have a baby because I'm focusing on my career. Then I have the other guy. I don't have his baby because he's not the great guy. And now I don't have the great guy or the other guy, and I'm finally ready to have a baby, and I can't. That is so
exactly what my life is. Addie, there are other options.
Yeah, I know about the options.
I'm so sorry. I know how much you wanted this.
It's okay. I just didn't realize I was out of time. That's all.
Addie, please stay so we can...
No, it's okay. I'm fine. Thank you for telling me. Thank you. I will see you at home.
Looks like you had a bad day.
Okay. Enough. Okay? Not today. This is not a good day. All right? So why don't you just shut up?